Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
They cut everybody without any notice, and they didn't honor any soccer scholarships. We needed more therapists with a sports psych background. Helping and leading was bigger than anything I could have imagined. Like, therapists need therapists, just like doctors need doctors, dentists need dentists.
What is your biggest takeaway while being on the Failure's Knowledge podcast?
I think reevaluating past setbacks, you don't do it every day. And so when you have a moment to do it, I think it renews and inspires.
Like Rihanna, but Leanna. Leanna,
yep,
welcome to the Failure's Knowledge podcast. My name is Terrell Humphrey. I just have one question for you. Why TBAC Corporate?
I created it with my boss. If we're talking about setbacks, that's what brought me here. So originally, it's a very long story, but we only have 5 minutes, so I'll shorten it. I played Division II soccer in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, actually, and they cut everybody without any notice, and they didn't honor any soccer scholarships. Everyone had to reapply to school again, and they did not have anyone to help us. And so from there, my major before that was exercise science, and now it was psychology with a minor in exercise science and sport performance and coaching, so I could be the person that could talk to the athletes who didn't have anybody. And then I realized through therapy and my own journey after experiencing that during my freshman year of college, I was 18, that we needed more therapists with a sports psych background. So I studied sports psychology. And I got my degree in sports psych and clinical counseling.
Wow, wow, wow. When I was in high school in my 12th grade senior year, the fourth game we played, because I was a football player, I tore my ACL and my meniscus. And as I was going through the physical therapy journey, healing and building the muscle up, I thought I was going to be a physical therapist.
I think every athlete thought they were going to be a physical therapist. I thought I would be one.
I don't think every athlete starts taking signs. No. When I took signs, I was like, this ain't it for me.
No, I
failed biology. I
anatomy
said that
took me out. Psychology all the way.
me and my wife, we were talking about anatomy. I was like, I don't know how people just study the body. No.
Chemistry couldn't. It's a different language.
I almost felt that too. But you speak about your failure and how your failure didn't let your failure stop you, because getting cut from your passion, a lot of people don't talk about it, how you have to rebuild yourself, rebuild your confidence, and rebuild everything that you want to do. Like, how do you turn your biggest failure into your greatest success?
How do I compare it?
How do I turn it?
I think I obviously had my low moment where it took a lot of reevaluating of what I wanted to do with my life. And then I think naturally I'm a helper, and naturally I have leadership qualities that I was like, if I let these go to waste, then I'm hurting myself and people around me that could be helping, and athletes that are in this situation and coaches who are putting these athletes in these situations. I could talk to them and hopefully avoid something like that in the future, because after it happened to our girls team, it happened to a guys team. So they cut our men and women's soccer team. Everyone had to reapply. It was, for lack of a better word, a shit show, if we're being honest. And so the way I think I turned it was recognizing that psychology was a passion, but helping and leading was bigger than anything I could have imagined. So now that's why we've turned TBAC Group, open a corporate sector of it, so I can turn my sports psychology passion and knowledge into team culture and organization, and turn the coaches into the managers, and turn the athletes into employees. enter in the training staff into HR, intern, all the management that's in an employer. Same thing in sports world, just different words. So they're corporate athletes.
They say that every therapist need their own therapist, but every client don't see what the therapists go through.
You're alluding to my podcast right there.
So what's the name of your podcast, by the way?
Oh, Therapy After the Hour. So basically, like I told you, it's like we are therapists. We're not perfect. People look at us and we tell them we had a bad, they say, oh, how are you doing? If I say anything other than fine, they're going to look at me like I have two heads, right? And so we're always wearing not a mask, but we're not here for us. We're here for them, right? And so Therapy After the Hour is highlighting how much we need people to be there for us and how much we lack resources. Like therapists need therapists, just like doctors need doctors, dentists need dentists. And therapy is got such a stigma on it, and it's thankfully opening up, but it's hard out there to care for 30 people in a week. And then I don't want to go home and think about my own issues. I have zero issues. I want to have zero issues. So I don't have to figure them out, but everyone needs help.
Yeah. And I appreciate you being vulnerable because people need to see your vulnerability. We're at the Temple Business Expo. What's your biggest takeaway from it so far?
I think small businesses need as much exposure to mental health as much as large businesses need as well. And so I think to start small in the way that we get to here with people who are five people in a business versus 500, have those five people working their best, you'll have 500 more, right? Have 500 not working at their best, you'll have a new 500, and then you've lost your return of investment immediately. You know what I mean? So we're here to save money, but we want their mental health. A good boss makes a good worker. If you have a bad manager, I don't want to go to work. You know what I mean? So that's what we're doing.
That's well said. That's well said. So last question, Coach Zeep, coming on in 5 minutes. What is your biggest takeaway while being on the Failures Knowledge Podcast?
I think reevaluating past setbacks, you don't do it every day. And so when you have a moment to do it, I think it renews and inspires. And I think about what happened to me as a freshman in college, a fresh 18-year-old who was a baby in life, to look back at it now and not be a baby in life anymore. It feels good to feel like I've made progress and that we get to sit here and we get to do the things that we love and talk about it and share it with everybody. So I think it's very amazing that you get to set a platform for people to talk about their struggles. Because you're right. I mean, if you don't turn a struggle into some kind of positive outcome, then what are we doing?
I definitely agree. So for people who want to work with TBAC Corporate, where can they find you all at?
So we've got a few locations counseling-wise. I'm also a counselor. So if they need mental health counseling, we are in Hillsborough and Pinellas County in Tampa and St. Pete. And then corporate is in Carrollwood. So we are not far. We're open to, I'm open to doing therapy as well. So it's kind of both areas, corporate and clinical therapy. But yeah, we're all around Tampa Bay.
This is great. This is great. I appreciate it. Leona.
Yes.
Leona. There, I had to say it.
You got it.
So this is great. I definitely appreciate my stop recording.